So we actually know each other from working together. You worked at the restaurant with me for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're pretty bland.
Thank you so much.
Weren't much to look at.
Wow, still
are. Personality like a fucking dry, no, wet dishwasher. No, yours is really dry.
Yeah, mine's dry.
Because you only just got your vibrators. Now you can be a wet dishwasher.
You are now listening to Mad Cow Confessions with Shannon and Selena.
Saying we're finally here, we're finally putting pen to paper, voice to microphone,
eyes to eyes,
eyes to eyes, ass to ass, butt buddies,
butt buddies.
Can I just like interrupt the filming or the recording?
Yes.
Is it awkward looking at each other in the eyes like this? It's making me uncomfortable.
Have invested in two new vibrators. It's exciting. I don't know why you're not looking as excited as I am.
No, I just got super shocked because I've just had a memory of my first vibrator and you bought it for me from the smoke shop you worked in, the Lifesaver.
Oh my God, the Lifesaver.
Do you know what? Just like that started it. I will come back to that because I'm interrupting your story.
No, that's fine. Wow.
But that's why my face wasn't looking so
I am excited. A very generous acquaintance, may I add. You are very welcome.
No, it really started my decline because, you know, I had never used a vibrator. I'm just going to say 24.
Okay.
Until that day that you bought me that. And then after that, I just couldn't get enough. I like had so many. I like went to the sex shop all the time.
Yeah, that was quenched.
Yeah, and I was like trying. This, that, and everything.
In the shop, you bought them and took them home. You can't try before you buy, right?
Can you not? Maybe that's why I got kicked out. Stop wending up the toys.
It's not for use for individual sale.
We need a mop in our mind.
Jerry with the mop just comes in. Not again, Sean. No time this week, now.
Send Selena the bill. But yeah, I'll go in and I'll buy. The ones we were buying, I don't know if we were a rural town, they're a little bit more expensive, or what, you know, the big city folk pay, like $200 a pop.
Well,
I'm not talking about a vagina pop, I mean like $200 each.
I spent $400.
But you got two.
So it's $200
each. $200
each.
Quick math. But yeah, so I had all these fancy Fandango ones.
Ooh.
But I would always come back and use this one. And you know, the funny thing is that, oh my God.
You know, the Lifesaver one?
Yeah, the Lifesaver one. Because it just is run by one AA battery. And
so
you have the size of it.
It's a little
I'm very tight, yes. Yes. I'm a tight ass and a tight front, too. But this battery goes in and you just screw on the end of it.
No, I remember.
That many times at the end of it, it cracked. It's starting to get a little bit brown. I don't know what that was from.
Too much pressure somewhere.
So I got electrical tape and would take it off and would still use it. And then I was like,
oh, at least no water to get inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Juices.
I'm like, is that a weird thing to do? So I went out and bought another one and I went to the smoke shop. I was like, $9.99, that fucking cheap bitch. And I was like, she probably didn't pay for it. She wanted
to. I didn't pay for it.
Fucking in the purse.
Took it off the shelf.
But the second one wasn't as good, so I went back to using the old taped up shitty one until it like completely broke, and then yeah, I just
you haven't been satisfied since Sven came into your life.
Yes,
I actually remember when you were living at the top of the pier, and I came home for something, and Chalmers and I came over, and we were going out drinking and stuff, and you had a box. Your little box lying around, not your little box, your box of vibrators.
But thank you for describing it that way. Very accurate. My little box shiny on the outside and warm in the middle.
Like a warm cuddle. Like a warm piece of pie. But you had this box. I remember you being like, oh, because you just kept pulling more and more out.
Do you know what? We're not even going to get through this episode. I'm going to fill it up with 30 minutes on my vibrators.
That's fine.
That was my sin tin. So that was just for all my little
my tiny toys. That was just sat on the bedside table.
Sorry, your sin tin.
The big boys were in the suitcase under the bed.
Hiding.
Not me. Take somebody else.
Is it someone else's turn?
But yeah, so my sin tin, and it was just like a little biscuit tin, but pretty. That would sit on my bedside table with just all the small toys and little knickknacks that you need.
Knickknack, paddywhack. Give her dog a bone.
Give me a bone. So just another Larry tidbit. Let me set the scene for you. For a few years, I actually lived above our family restaurant in a small kind of storage room where it was just the bed. And that was about it. I had a little living area, but
it was just stored with like stuff in the restaurant though, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was a communal space. Like the chefs, the family, everyone would come upstairs and use the bathroom.
Your accountant would be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like your sister was the accountant, but
but yeah, so I lived in this tiny little shoebox and then everybody else was around me. And one morning I'd been out on a bender the night before. And I woke up and my room was kind of smoking up. And I'm like, I thought the place was on fire. I thought the restaurant was on fire. I'm like, fuck, we gotta get out of here. And when I open my eyes, here's Larry standing over my bed with.
While you're in bed?
While I'm in bed, while my vibrators are splayed out on the bedside table, while I am hungover as fuck. And here he is standing over my bed with a sage stick.
Oh no!
Burning the smoke, trying to compel the devil out of me, whatever they do. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I am way too long over this shit.
I guess you'll get dry.
Why are you in here? I'm naked. Get out.
Maybe you could just clarify Larry for the listeners.
Oh yeah. Larry is my daddy.
Ooh!
Never called him that, but that's what he is.
So the person who gets says.
So one night, I don't know if I should say names, but he knows who he is.
He knows.
Well, most of my friends in town don't know who he is, but we went out and we were hammered this one night. At the Mad Cow,
of course,
and along Flinders Street. And we got back home and I'm like, mate, just crash at my place. You live too far away, whatever. So we're in bed and it's about, I think, 2 a.m. I wake up to this really strange sound. And I look over and I was like, it's pretty dark. There's a security camera next to my bed, so it illuminates the room just to set the scene. But
this is when you learned to the pier.
Yeah, yeah. I was living on top of the restaurant,
yeah.
And it was just literally just my bed, you know, a small room and a security camera. But yeah, I woke up about 2 a.m. to this weird, like, trickling sound, and I look up, and here's Levi. Okay, Levi.
Sorry, Levi.
The night pisser. Okay, wait, that's too funny. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go off topic. Yeah, so I wake up to this trickling sound. I wake up, Levi's next to my bedside table, and he's literally just pissing on my bedside table.
Your toys.
Oh, I said to you, well. I'm like, Levi, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, shh, go back to sleep. I'm like, that can't sleep pissing. I don't know what's going to happen. I move out to the couch, and I'm just like, oh man, I don't want him to turn and piss on me in my sleep. I'm so sorry. Like, it's okay. But I went in there, and I looked at the bedside table. And this motherfucker managed to fill up my whole sin tin full of piss. Didn't get a splash on the bedside table.
Oh, well, bless him. Bless his soul.
Didn't get a splash, but he was like lapping the top of the fucking tin full of his piss. And he had my poor little lifesaver floating around. Like,
it probably still worked.
Did I try? Did I not?
You have to drink it next time.
What do I do with this? Just put it in the shower, wash him in the shower, but I don't know.
Wash him out.
I think I threw him out, but man, he was so embarrassed. I was just like,
oh,
the fuck. Surprisingly, not the first person to piss my bed. Well, my bedside table.
I don't doubt that. other two, but I don't use them. I wanted new ones. So I got two. I got, and it's from the, I think the company's called Normal.
Normal, give them a shout out. Who knows? Maybe they get a year supply of vibrators.
That would be Delissimo. I would be down for that.
You reckon that sent us about 10?
Each, hopefully. I don't want to share with you.
You had them without me. It's my turn.
Share! Well, I've got two, and one of them is more like a clit stimulator, and the other one is internal, I don't know. Toy?
Internal.
I'm trying to think of like what it was called when
it touches your internal walls.
They actually say that it hits your G-spot, although they clarify and be like, you actually don't have a G-spot. Content isn't fantastic, so it's a bit, okay, see, satisfaction guaranteed. Well, I won't know until tonight, doll.
She's got nice hair. It's on her head.
She's,
by the way.
There's a, it's not me. No, so the picture of a girl, she's face down in a pillow, just the way we like to.
That one looks like an aubergine.
that's what mine looks like. So I got the Darcy and I got the Quinn.
Oh, Quinn.
Deep, versatile, seductive. I wouldn't call it deep. No one tried it just yet.
That thing's the size of my pinky. I don't know how deep it's going.
Exactly. So I don't think you can call it deep, but they're the two that I got. So they're charging currently.
So I don't think I can call it deep because I can tell I have a deep hole. It doesn't go in that far.
Well, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Flynn looks like he could get it in. So, a generous lover.
Flynn is actually a cockroach. Yes. So I can believe that they're expensive because it cost me, I think they're $195 each.
Hmm.
So that was my exciting delivery for today. But I really need to. And this, I actually liked this. So you get the 100-night stand. If you're not happy, send it back. So I have 100 nights.
Consecutive nights?
If you can go consecutively 100 nights using those things and not be worn out,
easy.
So I'll put it to the test. And, you know, I actually really should do the one night.
I'll be listening. I'm right next door.
Mum! Mum!
Can you help me?
Flynn's stuck. Darcy, get out of there, doll. She's gonna blow!
Oh, I get bitter in my head, which is the worst thing.
Well, you are so welcome. I can't wait. I'm excited. It'll be a fun time.
Sound like Big Ken. I'm excited.
Anywho.
Now, what we're actually supposed to be talking about is the name of the podcast, Mad Cow Confessions.
Very fitting, I think, for us.
Because you're a mad cow?
Moo!
And I'm your father.
Father or farmer?
Confess to me.
I should dress up in a little cow outfit.
You basically are. You're like a calf.
Oh my god.
With short ears.
I am. I forgot about that onesie. I forget that this has ears.
We're not very attractive at the moment.
Speak for yourself.
In our natural habitat. You look like a cow and I look like a field of grass. What a great combination.
You're the pastor that I want to come over to.
The pastor is also a priest that you would confess to, so yes.
What a play on words.
I am a pastor.
Mad cow confessions.
Now, yes, sometimes you're a man, and lots of times you're a cow.
So it works perfectly.
Yes.
And then what are you? Are you not a mad cow yourself?
Yeah, I'm a mad cow. I said, fuck, she's a mad cow. You're like, fuck, she's a mad cow. Anyway, mad cow. It is a place, not a person. A place that we spent quite a lot of time.
Just a little bit.
So, yeah. So we actually know each other from working together. You worked at the restaurant with me for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you're pretty bland.
Thank you so much.
Weren't much to look at.
Wow, still
are. Personality like a fucking dry, no, wet dishwasher. No, yours is really dry.
Yeah, mine's dry.
You only just got your vibrators. Now you can be a wet dishwasher. I'm going to say for the first year, it was kind of like you were just a worker.
Yeah. No. Back it up, sister. When I started working there, No, so when I first started working with you, probably a good couple of months, maybe 6 months, I would say. But then I moved out of home Because I think I was doing the...
Hear that, Susan? She wanted a new mummy, and she found her. It's me, Shannon. I'm a new mum.
Fuck off, Susan. For people who don't know, Susan is my mum.
And we love her.
We do, we do. She's
great. She was at the restaurant with me as well, and she was a thrill. From day one, I really enjoyed her presence.
Okay.
And that's because it did take a year to warm up to her. Susan, we were just in there.
But I did the groundwork for Susan. Technically, you and Susan have known each other.
She did the groundwork for you, mate. She's the one who fucked your dad. She was putting in the miles.
Oh, I hate when they talk about, oh.
Oh, man, your mum tells me all the time. It's like, fucking Paul, he won't leave me a fucking line.
He keeps tapping at me.
I just got to give him one so he'll fuck off.
Sorry, Daddy. I just, oh.
Love you too, Paul.
Love you too, Paul. Yes, so, and I remember, I don't know why I didn't, anyway, I'd moved out of home, mm-hmm. and because I was living, like, closer to the city and stuff, I think it just became easier to work and go out. Like, I remember you asked me a couple times, like, let's go out. I was like, oh, my God, I can't go out. It's, you know, school night. You're like, I don't care.
I mean, you know, I'm drinking. This is so silly.
Yeah. I think I was a bit of a loser when you met me.
Yeah.
And I still am.
Can confirm.
Wow, you really brought me out of my shell.
Yes, well, it is a bad habit of mine. No. Back in those
days. Ruin people's lives.
I mean, how is your life ruined?
Not now.
You came scurrying back to me. Here you are.
10 years on. I can't get rid of you. Looking back, it's been a good acquaintanceship.
Yes. I wouldn't call it anything more.
Oh,
we haven't called it anything more.
Ever.
I think it's been about 10 years of knowing each other.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's just plateaued.
We're going at a really steady pace.
It's not like a relationship where you have steps.
No.
You know, each step is like here, here, here. We're just like on the bottom of concrete, like landing.
Yeah, you know when you see like, a pelican shit just on the floor, that's it.
Oh my God. First episode, you had to bring it up. Yes, my dad calls me a strung out piece of pelican shit. It haunts me emotionally.
Well.
Yeah, and I'm stronger with thicker skin.
I'm getting better every day. Therapy's working when I go.
I'm getting less strung out. And I don't smell like shit anymore.
I shower, Daddy.
I wash my own.
I write my own ads. Sorry. Yes.
Back to it. Yeah, so the Mad Cow. So we really spent most of our heydays there, I think. They were the good parts, you know, during the day, early evening, we would work.
Yeah.
During the night, we would play. Early morning, we would play. Mm.
And we tried other pubs and clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
We dabbled.
Yeah.
I actually had a Facebook memory come up the other day from you from about 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and we were outraged at the Bank Nightclub because they charged us like $30 entry.
I think just they charged us entry, full stop, is enough.
Well, and then your next thing was like, oh, there's three people in here. I can't believe that. I actually remember that night, and I remember that you cracked a tanny at them, so they gave us free drinks because you were like, well, if I'm in here now and there's nothing in here, like, I want some kind of...
That is so shame. How can you charge $30 to get to a nightclub?
Exactly.
And I mean, it's not like it's 7 o'clock in the evening.
No, no.
It's like 10 o'clock at night. People should be in here.
People should be in there. I don't think it was it should have been a quiet night.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a very quiet, it should have been a quiet night.
Yeah.
And I remember, we got drinks and we stayed and had our like $30 worth of drinks and then we left and... We came back later on and I'm pretty sure we wanted more, but they didn't want to let us in then.
Oh,
we then stayed our welcome.
They're lost.
Went back to Macau.
To Macau where they appreciate us.
Yes.
Yeah, so we spent a lot of nights there.
Mm.
And we don't discriminate. We don't, I only go out Friday and Saturday.
God, no, we don't know.
Monday to Sunday, yo.
Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Okay, Eminem. Superman at home. Do you think we ever had have nights off.
Off work?
No.
Off drinking?
I don't recall, to be honest, not going out.
Look, I don't recall a lot.
No, that's fair.
So I guess going out had a lot to do with that. So probably. I mean, there were days, especially I guess towards the end when I was getting a little older and frail, and now here I am, my decrepit self, don't even drink anymore.
I know, yeah, of course.
I know. That's why we have to dive into the vault and bring out these.
We have to bring these stories
old
up.
Memories. Mm. Have a few little confessions and.
The funny thing is I know that when our friends hear these stories, they're going to, like, it's going to be so vivid in their minds, the shit that we've got up to, and, you know, when we are recalling our
memoirs. For me, it's really difficult because, like, to just put on the spot, like, before, when we're trying to plan this, I'm like,
I've got nothing.
Empty. And now I'm fucking, and like as soon as we start talking about things, I feel like Celine Dion, like they're all coming back to me now. Well, let's get into the stories.
It's fantastic. I've got a couple stories up my sleeve, and I'm sure you do as well. I mean, more than what we've already
two
just...
very big bangs.
So this is probably like our little highlight reel, which honors our name, Mad Cow Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives us a good little introduction to our podcast. That we have so many stories that I'm sure will come up
and
that
will
relate
back. I think we've spoken so much shit already that we're only going to be able to get into like one or two of our mad cow stories tonight. But on other episodes, we can delve further into the cow.
Oh, which is
put
short.
That big plastic glove on and go right up the spinner. Get right in.
We're coming in.
Nice and deep.
Not like Darcy. Darcy's not for deep penetration.
No, he's just for light stimulation.
Arachnophobia. A 100-night stand. So one of my stories that I think I always remember, but the Yeah Buddy Flyboy boy incident. So we used to go out. We made that very clear. And we used to bring people home. And kick-ons were always fun. We'd always play card games. We'd keep drinking. There would always be people back at the apartment.
When we
stayed
home in the apartment, it was my house. It was my apartment. So you know, lived there.
Nearly every day we worked together.
Didn't pay rent.
I didn't have to.
Didn't clean.
I did clean.
Didn't cook. Didn't get bread.
She didn't get that money, yo. I contributed to keeping you company.
What
I love
great company.
Thank you so much.
I'm so thrilled.
I left my toothbrush there. You used to wear my undies.
I probably used your toothbrush there.
So I remember this one night we met this guy, and I remember him just being very persistent at the club because people were interested in us because we were always having our own fun in the clubs.
Yeah, and we're quite interesting to look at, Joel. I mean, you're pushing 5 foot.
Yeah,
I'm 6'2".
It's an unlikely combination of the one was old mate Danny DeVito.
Twins.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? You Danny DeVito. I'm not a short nigga, so I ain't even mad.
Danny DeVito's cute.
Oh yeah.
Oh. But so that's what we look at. So anyway, I remember standing quite persistent. I'm like, oh whatever, we're all going home, like. And he came home and he was just talking himself up a lot, and like no one was going anywhere with him, but he was just told us all night that he was a pilot and, you know, all these things that he does. We found out once he'd given us his business card that it said, Monaco one day, Mount Isa the next. Because of his flying extraordinaire days, he had tattooed Yeah Buddy on one butt cheek and he had Fly Boy tattooed on the other butt cheek. It was the most.
What's the fucking funniest? And no one else will get this joke unless you know Mount Isa. But he should have tattooed Mount Isa on his butt. And he could put Mount on one butt cheek and Isa on the other. And then when he spreads his ass cheeks, it will look like Mount Isa because
it's a
Mount Isa.
The town is built around a fucking open cut mine. It spews shit all day, every day. You spread them cheeks, there's a big brown hole, it's fucking stinking up the place, leaking gases.
Oh, hey, we need to find that business card. He needs to get that tattoo.
Do you think you still have it?
Could you imagine getting off, sorry, but getting on a plane and he's flying it from Monaco?
Yeah.
And he's flying you
to Mount Isa.
You are now disembarking in Mount Isa. Please take all your belongings.
Which is just Monaco, like,
the fuck am I?
Darling, we got to Australia.
This place looks like an arsehole.
Is that his arsehole?
Just to clarify as well, I am allowed to hate on Mount Isa because I'm from Cloncurry and we have an unspoken rivalry with Mount Isa.
It's not unspoken, you just spoke about it.
Well, now the whole world's going to know.
Another one is you lost me at the Mad Cow and we had to work the next day.
I do not recall.
I do not recall. This did not happen. These allegations are preposterous. We went out and it was a Sunday night. Oh, no, it was a Saturday night, sorry. Mm. And we had work the next day and it was a big function at the casino. I remember waking up and I'm like, I have no phone. I have no wallet. I have nothing. I don't even know where the fuck I am.
Do you know what just lay down on the table? What? My whole defense. Because you've literally just cleared me of any wrongdoing.
Technically, you left me.
You lost yourself.
I remember sitting at that little table.
You just said that you left with or went somewhere with a stranger.
No, I didn't leave. I had to leave at some point. I don't recall the leavings.
And then that's my fault.
Yes.
I lost your memories.
Yes. You had all my stuff.
Yes, because I look after you.
Thank you so much.
Literally, you would throw your shit everywhere, you'd have little tantrums, you'd throw your bag into the dance floor,
and I'd just be
carrying on all your shit.
I don't
want to take it.
I try not to, but you would always be like, you need it.
Well, sometimes you do need it. Sometimes you might like to pay for a fucking drink.
Oh, I fucking want to do that.
What you?
Sounds terrible. You said you'd look after me.
And fuck, don't I regret it.
Ah, I bet you do. Sounds like a new issue, though. So they're my recollections. I've got more, but...
Yeah, I've got 1,000 and more. Mm. At least, I think.
Oh, sure. Hit me with at least one.
Or two. I think just in general, just the people you meet going out so constantly and so consistently. And I mean, I met so many people and made so many really good friendships, actually. And
yeah,
the only reason I know them is from being a fucking pisshead and seeing them like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday,
Monday, every day.
Like, I'm really good friends with a girl now. And, you know, it was only because, you know, we'd gone out a few times and every now and then at the kebab shop she would talk to us, our group of people, then we'd leave and, you know, we'd see her every now and then. We added each other on Facebook. And then one weekend, I was like, it was a Sunday, and I'm like, fuck, man, I need a drink, I want to go out. And no motherfucker would want to come out with me.
I wonder why.
I don't know, it's 11 o'clock on a Sunday. What else are you doing?
Get
alive. Wake up. But yeah, you know, I'm like, fuck. No one. I went through my whole list of people on Snapchat as well. Like, surely somebody wants
surely
one free vodka. Like, fuck, I'm paying. I can't even buy my friends' drinks. How sad I am. My life has gone so downhill.
I can't even buy them.
But so then I'm like, fucking Peter.
Mm.
Fuck, man. I keep giving up these names. I'm terrible at this.
Sorry, Peter.
Sorry to all my friends, but Peter, hello.
Yeah, I love it.
But yeah, so I'm like, Peter, she's always out on a fucking Sunday. She works in hospitality. Yeah. She knows the gig. Like, we're going out. So I must be like, oh, hey, Randall. I know we don't know each other.
Random. But do you want to come out and buy?
She wanted to go out for some drinks. And we ended up meeting up at the Mad Cow. Spent the whole night there. I think it's the only thing open on Sunday, you know? Might have to fact check that. I haven't been back to town, so
we'll yeah.
But yeah, we ended up going out and then she stayed at my place that night. The next day, on a Monday, we were at another bar in the pool drinking cocktails all day and, like, went the whole weekend. And now we're great friends.
Great friends.
See how that relationship progressed, Simon?
Yeah.
So we went up that step.
We almost went down.
The basement.
No one wants to be there.
No one. That's all from us this week.
If you liked this, please rate, review, and tell all your friends to buckle up and tune in next week.
And don't forget to follow us on social media at Madcal Confessions.
Whee!